Okay, we're up to your test on the base. The top. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Asur lo la'adam shiyashish tar parua b'sol beiso. You can't keep a paid document in your house because there's a chash that maybe you use it to collect again. The document was paid. We're obviously not talking where it was cancelled or written on it that it's paid, but you can't use it again. But it's a completely bona fide shtar. What should have happened is that when the lova paid, the malva gave him back the shtar, gave him back the IOU, and he held on to it. And even if the lova trusted him and let him keep it, it's still not allowed to keep it because it's something that could be used for a lie. Mishum shenemar al tashkein bi'olecha avla. You can't keep something that's a falsehood in your house. B'marova mishmei the Rav Amrei in Eretz Yisrael, they said the name of Rav. Im avon b'yodcha harchikeyu zeshtar amona v'shar pasim. The pasuk that says if you have something that is false or criminal in your hands, take it away. That refers to a shtar amona and shtar pasim. Shtar amona is the following. Somebody comes to a malveh and he says, I don't want to loan money right now, but in case I want to loan later on, I want you to write me a shtar that you loan me money, and the date will be now, and I'm therefore obligating my nechosim from now, so that's not false. And if you'll, 3 months from now, I need the money, this way I'll be able to have the shtar without having to wait to write the shtar. So you want to finish the shtar now. It never was a loan, but it's on a possible future loan, and we're not stealing anything from anybody, because otherwise the shtar muktam. You can't write a shtar with a date that's before the loan, because what you'll do is, it appears the loan was in Tishrei, and you didn't loan the money till Kislev. So the shibud on the person's lien on his property only took effect from Kislev. So if he sold property in Cheshvan, that property is not liened. But if the shtar is written in Tishrei, it appears like the loan took place before that. And therefore, if he sells property in Cheshvan, you're going to take that property away from the buyer as a lien on the loan. And that's wrong. So therefore, every shtar muktam is possible. But here it's different. Here, the person said, we're writing the shtar now, and I am obligating my property to you from now, even before the loan. So that's not the problem. But the maaseh, it's a lie. Even there was never a loan here. The document itself is a lie. That's a shtar amona. A shtar pasim is where I don't ever plan to make a loan, but I want you to write me a shtar that you owe me money. You trust me that I'm never going to collect with it. I just want to use it as collateral, perhaps, in the bank. Or I want people to think I'm rich. So what's it called? If you owe me money, that shows that I have assets. So that's also a lie. Okay. Could be I don't want to get anything out of it, right? If I want to use it for collateral or whatever, that's mamish geneva das. I don't want to use it. I just want people to think I'm rich, right? I have promissory notes. Reichman owes me money. This one owes me money. It's not really true, but they wrote me shtaros like that. That's called a shtar passing. The altar, what? How does the word pasim? He's mafayasim. He, what's it called? Persuades him to do it. Okay. The altashkin bolecha avla zeshtar parua, and the avla is holding on to a paid document, which implies that it wasn't paid yet. So manda omer shtar parua kolshkin shtar amona. The one who says that the pasuk applies to a shtar parua, the shtar parua was an emes shtar. It's just you're holding on to it in a way that now could come to something that is wrong. But a shtar amona was never, there was never a loan. It's mamish, an out and out lie. So surely if you hold a shtar parua is something wrong, surely a shtar amona is something wrong. Umandom or shtar amona, but the one who says that it applies to shtar amona doesn't necessarily hold that a shtar parua is, it applies to a shtar parua. Well, shtar parua lo, the zimn, the mashali, apshiti, the safra. Because sometimes the malveh, right? The loaver is supposed to pay for the shtar. It's supposed to pay the sofer for writing the shtar. Sometimes the loaver pays back, but he doesn't pay the sofer. So the malveh pays for him, and it says, now you owe me the money for the sofer. So he holds on to the shtar as collateral to get the money for the sofer. So the Man D'Yomra holds it, only a shtar amana is considered wrong. But a shtar parua, not. Because since it's possible for the shtar parua to be held legally as collateral, then all shtar paruas aren't so terrible. Because it could be that it could be okay. But the other Man D'Yomra holds, no. Lamaisa, you shouldn't do that, because in the end, the malveh could use it in a criminal way. You don't have a shtar that could even possibly be used for something criminal. Rashi. The loaver has to pay for the writing of the shtar. So sometimes the malveh pays, and when the loaver will pay the debt, he'll give him the extra money for the cost of the shtar. And if he doesn't give it to him, he holds the shtar as collateral that you owe the money for the sofer that I laid out for you. Okay, let's go on. Itmar, sefer she'eno muga. Rashi says the sefer here refers to Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Right, it's not muga. In other words, that there's mistakes in it. Right, it's not, it hasn't been gone through and checked for mistakes. So there are mistakes. Some say that it's not lav dafka Tanakh, but in those days you only saw in the head were Tanakh. Everything else was Torah Shebal Peh. But if for sure it applies to Sifri Halacha, Gemaras, if they're not Muga, then you can make mistakes from them, right, and learn the wrong Halachas. So surely those kind of Sfarim, if you have the Sfarim like that also, they have to be Muga. Chafetz Chaim used to himself read through every edition of the Mishnah Berura to make sure there weren't mistakes, and still are mistakes, but because he didn't want to charge people for things that had mistakes in it. He thought it was Gneva. But it's also this halacha of you can't keep a sefer she'eino muga in your house. Omravami ad lamed yom motzel l'shoso. Till 30 days you can keep it. Shaila is, can you keep a sefer Torah that has a psul in it? Right, it's missing a word, missing a letter. The letters are, so it's a sefer she'eino muga. Right, every sefer Torah that is possible you should have to fix within 30 days. But it could be that, first of all, if you have a simen that you know that it's not kosher, like we put the gartel on the outside, so you know it's a sefer she'eino muga. You know that it's a posel sefer Torah. Or it could be that since we don't learn things from sefer Torah, we don't use a sefer Torah for learning, right? And you can't use it for kriyas haTorah because you know it's posel. So maybe nothing can come up out from it for bad. So therefore, the meaning is to leave posel sefer Torah for more than 30 days if you're intending to fix them, or if you don't intend to fix them at all. Then really the halacha is you have to put them in Geniza. But sometimes you leave them just to dance with on Simchas Torah. Mikan ve'elech osur. So 30 days you can leave them, more than 30 days not. Mishum shenemar al tashken be'olecho a'ola avla. A dwelling, 30 days creates a dwelling. Till 30 days is you're not considered that you took residence. So when it says tashken, it means 30 days. Rashi. Sefer she'eino muga Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Muga min tovah shebo. It's not checked for mistakes. Omrav Nachman. Edim she'omru amona hayu dvoreinu ein emonim. If Edim come and they say, yeah, this is our handwriting, and we, what's it called, corroborated, we signed on the shtar, but it was a shtar amona. There was never a loan. It was just written for a future loan that may be, and we have no knowledge that there ever was a loan. So they're not believed. Why? Because they're not a Mason Matzno Rosh. You're not allowed to sign such a thing. You're not allowed to have such a star. Moldo hayu dvarenu ein emonim. Same thing if they said moldo hayu dvarenu. They said that the malve, the love, right, told us to write this star, but before they wrote the shtar, he called us over privately, and he said, tomorrow, so-and-so is going to call you to write a shtar that I owe him $100. I don't owe him $100. I've been forced to do it. The guy threatened me with my life if I don't write him such a shtar. So I'm telling you now, Moda, right, I'm giving notice now that what we're going to do tomorrow is not true. So also, Moda, they're not believed. Right? Amona, they're not believed. But Moldah, they are believed. Why? My time. You're allowed to write, to witness a shtar, Moldah, because the guy told you that he's being forced with his life if he doesn't sign it. So he notified the Aiden beforehand, and then they're allowed to do it because we're talking over here where it's with danger to life. But now, money, you're not allowed to sign. You're not allowed to sign on a shtar where there was no transaction, and you're testifying there was. See Rashi. Edim, hachasumim b'shtar, right? They're signed on the shtar that Reuven owes Shimon $100. The Amru Amonu Hayudvarein. They said, well, Reuven never borrowed $100 from Shimon. They just wrote it for a future loan so they'd have a ready shtar. And we signed on it. Lo hilvol klum, ela kosavnu lo kshit storich yalvelo. There was never really a loan over here. He wrote it, they should have a readily available shtar. Ze shibid lo nechosav me'achshav, like I told you. And it's not that we're going to steal from the lekuchos, because he was meshabed his nechosim from now. All my nechosim are meshubed to you for a future loan. But from now, you can do that. Okay? Im Yalve, and there's a shtar that says that. So therefore the Lukuchos, there's a call, right? Even though there was never a loan. But according to the shtar, the date is from now. And the Lukuchos can know that they should look up or whatever and see if there's a shtar before they buy the field. Right? Im Yalve, if later on a loan, I'm meshavid my nechosim from now. We're not talking here where the guy's trying to cheat somebody, and it's not a shtar muktum, which is possible. The shibud nechasim will take effect now, retroactive from the loan. Moldo hayudvareinu im shtar mecherhu. Right, the guy sold his field. It wasn't a loan. It was a sale. It'd be the other way too, but it's a sale. Okay. The Omru Edim Hachasumim Bo Hamocher Moser Moldo Bifonenu Veheranu Onso Vikarnu Bo. Right, the guy selling is being forced to sell his field by a person who's threatening him. Right, so the day before the sale, he called these Edim together. He said, "Tomorrow I'm going to sell my field to so and so. You should know that I'm being forced to do this. I'm not doing it willingly, but I want to save my life or my money, whatever he's forcing me to do." So he shows them, he proves to them, they can see that it's true, that he is being forced. So the next day they witness this shtar, mechira, they witness the sale, but they know that he told them that beforehand that he doesn't really mean to sell it, that he's being forced. And again, and he showed them, he proved them to them. Rashi says that he's telling the truth. So they sign on this shtar to save his life or whatever, save his money. Einemonim. So in both cases they're not believed. The lo osi al peh umor alei l'shtara, because they can't come now. Once they said that this is their ksav, then the shtar is a good shtar. Now they're coming to tell us that the shtar is not a shtar. Not believed, right? Because hagoda achas. Okay, we'll see in a second if it's talking with their ksav yad is yotze mi makom acher. Right, so if by over here, even if their ksav yad is not yotzi b'makom acher, we can't corroborate the shtar except for him. There's a pesha osur, pesha hitter. So pesha osur, pesha hitter. Believe me that the shtar was an amona or a what's it called modah, because I could have said that it wasn't my ksav yad. You don't know that this is a good shtar except for me. So in that kind of case, it would be that they would be believed. So it has to be talking in a case, we'll see in a few seconds how, one way or the other, where their ksav yad is yotze. They can corroborate the shtar without them. And they're telling us now that it's not a good shtar, right? Yeah, we signed on it, but it's not a good shtar, it's only a shtar amono, or there was a modoa, then they're what's it called, they're not believed. Okay. Gemara says, Mar Bravashi Omar, no, amono hayudvarenu enyamoni. If they said it's an amono, they're not believed. But if they said modoa hayudvarenu, then they are believed. My timer, hai nitin likosei, vahai lo nitin likosei. Right? If they said that it's a modoa, so you're allowed to write a shtar modoa, the guy's being forced. There's no, you have no choice. So what are you supposed to do? So therefore, they're not making themselves reshoyim by saying they signed on it. And since hapesha osur pesha hitter, so we believe them. Right? We wouldn't know this is a kosher shtar except by you, and you're telling us it was a modoa. So we believe you. But we can't believe you that it was amona because you're making yourself reshoyim. So even though it's pesha osur pesha hitter, right, ain't automation asma rosh. And the first one, the Omer says no. The Maisa, since they're contradicting their Aedus, right? By what's it called, the case we have the Mishnah. They said, yeah, we signed on the Shtar, but we were Psulim. We were Ketanim. Okay? So they're telling us the Shtar was never a good Shtar. It's never a good Shtar. Right? They were Psulim, whatever. So there, it's Peshos or Peshahitah. But if what's it called over here, they're saying that the shtar was a good shtar, but there was reasons on the outside why it wasn't good, right? That we don't believe them. You said it's a good shtar. Now you're telling us it was a shtar moldah. That we can't believe you. Okay, we'll see. Bo minei rovim rav nachman. Tanai hayu dvorein. What if they said like this? The shtar was a good shtar, but there was a condition, and we don't know if the condition was fulfilled. And the malva says, and the what's it called, the mocher says that the condition was never filled. I'm selling you this field on condition you give me $200 extra. And we don't know that they ever gave him $200 extra. And the mocher says he never gave me the $200, so the condition wasn't fulfilled, therefore the sale's no sale. So they say, what's it called, they're testifying it's a good shtar, but there was a condition that wasn't written in the shtar, that was said balpeh, and it wasn't fulfilled. So do we believe or not? Mahu modav yamono hainu time with the akri lishtora. According to the first man, the Omer, that both an amona and a modav, we don't believe them because basically they're contradicting their testimony. They gave testimony that the shtar is good, then they're telling us that it was never a good shtar. So you have only one haggadah say this. You don't have two, and therefore we don't believe you. But tonight, right? And therefore v'hain nami koakri lishtora. Saying there was a t'nai and the t'nai wasn't mekoyim is also uprooting the shtar, so maybe we don't believe them. Oh, dilma t'nai milsach risahi. Maybe t'nai is milsach risahi. In other words, the shtar is a good shtar. We're not contradicting what we said to begin with. We're just adding to our edus. We're not contradicting. When you contradict your edus, you only have one hagodas edus. You don't have two, so you can't contradict yourself. But here we're not contradicting ourselves. We're 100%. The shtar was 100% good shtar. Except we're adding a new facet to the Aedas that there was a Tanai that wasn't Makoyim. So maybe that's not called Shuvein Ochozer Magid. It's not two Haggadahs. It's not a two contradictory Haggadahs. It's just an extra Haggadah that qualifies what we said before. And that could be okay. That's a shayla. Is Tanai Milsach Risi or not? There's a lot of different shitas in the Rishonim how to learn what Tanai Milsach Risi, but the easiest way, Tosfos seems to say what I just told you now. So Omar Lay, so he said to them, Ki osu le kamon le dina, amrinan lehu zilu kaimu tenaichu, the chusu le dina, that we do believe them. And we tell the kone, go be mekayim the tenai, and you'll get the field. But if you're not mekayim the tenai, then what's it called? We believe the edim to say there was a tenai. Because they're not contradicting their edus, they're just adding another prat. And that we can believe them. Rash. You're allowed to write such a shtar to save the guy from who knows what kind of consequences can happen if he doesn't write the shtar. Somebody's threatening him. Amona lo nitin, but shtar amona, they have no right to sign on such a shtar. There was never a loan, and you're writing a shtar as if there was. So avlohi, the chi omru chaslam lu mashvil nafshay reshoyim. When they say that they signed it, they're telling us they're reshoyim. Therefore, they're not believed. But on Modoa, they are believed. And the first man, the Omer, holds no. Both the Modoa and the Amona are contradicting their original ages. You can't not believe to contradict your original ages. Tnai hayudvreinu, al tnai mochrelo, shiyasalo kach vekach, velo roinu shikiyim lo tno, vzeemer lo kiyim li, veino mecher. Right? The Mocher, Ruvain sold his field to Shimon. And there's a shtar that Ruvain sold his field to Shimon. And the Edom are signed on it. Now the Edom tell us, yeah, we signed on the shtar, but there was a verbal condition that he's going to, what's it called, give him an extra $200. And we don't know if he gave the $200 or not. And Ruvain says that Shimon never gave him the $200, therefore the sale is bought. Moldovia mona, time of my comer, mar enemonim, de ka akri lishtora, beidusen ze, velo osi al peo, mora lishtora. Since they admit that the shtar was written, they can't come now and contradict their edus. It's like two against two. It's like they're saying edus that the shtar is no good, and when they sign the shtar, we assume it is good. So they're not believed. Same thing over here. The tnai, the same thing. They're taking away the shtar. By saying that there was a tnai, right, they're telling us the shtar was worthless. Oh, Dilma, holo akar to the shtar ahu, they're not telling us the shtar is worthless. Shtar is 100% okay. It's a side thing whether they were mekayim the tnai or tnai. The modim heim shashtar emes. Ela shetnai hoya beinehem. The ze edus acheresi. That's a new edus. We're telling you two things. They wrote the shtar, okay, and a new thing, there was a tnai. Now, if he wasn't mekayim the tnai, it's going to come out that the shtar is worthless. But we're not testifying the shtar is worthless, or we'll testify as two things. One, the shtar is a good shtar, but there was a tnai, that's a separate edus. So we're believed to add to our edus, we're not believed to contradict our edus. If there was a time limit for the tnai, and he wasn't mekayim it, then the shtar is automatically bottled, but not that we're telling you the shtar is no good. We're telling you the shtar is good. We're also telling you there was a tnai. And because of that, Memela, the shtar now, can't be used. So he said, when they come to us for din, right, Rav Nachman said, when they come to din, and this case comes up, and the Edom tell us that there was a tnai, so we tell them, we're not going to execute the shtar and give you the field until you mekayim the tnai. And the chusuladino, im yaakev shuva karka, and then come back to Beisdin if the guy holds the karka from you after you can fulfill the tanai. However, if the tanai had a time limit and the time limit went away, then there's nothing. Then basically we tell him, we believe the Edim that there was a tanai. Okay. Rashi, you go, okay, Gemara. Eid Omer Tanai. The Eid Omer Eino Tanai. What happens if the two Edim say, yes, we wrote the shtar, but one of them says there was a verbal condition, and the other one says, no, there wasn't any conditions. So now the Edim are so to each other, Lagabi the Tanai. They both agree it was a good shtar. The question is now, was there a Tanai that wasn't Makuya? Omer Papa, Tarvayu, Bishtara, Ma'alya Kamasadi. They both are made that the shtar is good. And now one of them is telling us that there was he is adding to his edus, but he's only one aid. So he's not believed. The two aidim basically are saying that the shtar was a good shtar. One of them is telling us that there was a tanai, so we don't believe him. He's only one aid. Vein dvarav shalechem mokum shtayim. Maskif lo rav huna, bereid rav Yeshua, ihoch yafilu tarvayu no. If that's the case, and even if both of them say there was a tanai, it shouldn't help. Why? Because both of them say the shtar is good. Now they're trying to retract and tell us there was a tanai, so we shouldn't believe them. Elamrin and honi lemaakir sadu sairkos. What are we saying? They're coming to retract their edus. Hainomi lemaakir sadu sairkosi. Right? If that's the case, and then by two also. They're coming to retract their edus. So we don't believe them to retract their edus. The hilchas of Rav Huna b'reid of Yeshua. The halach is like Rav Huna b'reid of Yeshua. That what's it called? That even by two, it shouldn't be good. They couldn't come and tell us that there was a tanai. Rashi. Tarvayu b'shtor ma'alu kamesadi shneiam me'idim shashtar emes ukemo shehu kasu below tanai chasmu. They both agree that there was never a tanai in the shtar itself. Once they come and they say, this is our signature, they're mekayim the shtar, that the shtar is a good shtar, right? Without a tnai. V'havi lehu edov shnayim. V'edus achrona divrei echad v'makum shnayim. And now that the one is adding to his edus, he's one in the place of two. So why don't we say the same thing when both of them say it's a tnai? Afilu tarvayu nomi amri tnai. Hoyu tvarinu lo lehem. They shouldn't believe them. T'kivin she'edu aksav yodam kimu ashtar kamoshu. Their first testimony was, this shtar is okay without any conditions. And now they add a new edus and say that it was a tnai, havi lehu magidim v'chozu magidim. Then it's another edus. It's not additional edus, it's contradictory edus, as we're saying now. Whether the Gemara had the shaila before, is a tnai milsach risi or not milsach risi? Now we're saying it's not milsach risi. I'm retracting my edus. I told you before the shtar was collectible. Now I'm telling you it's not collectible because it was a tnai that wasn't mekuyim. So basically we're retracting our edus, and you can't retract your edus. Why did Rav Nachman say that we believe them the gabi the tnai? Right, and the halacha is what's it called? El al korchach lav chasima mekuyem esu. We say that they can retract their edus. Why? Because they're the ones who are telling us that they signed. Without them, we wouldn't know. And they're telling us tochidei dibur that there was a tnai. So we believe them on the whole. It's one edus. The kivan the tochidei dibur maski diburayu veamri avol tnai hoya beinehem amrinin hani lemaakir sadusayu sheomruk sav yodenu hu kaasu velomer lo chasamnu ela menashikaim esatnai. They're not now saying a new edus. They're saying one edus that if you take the whole thing, it qualifies what they're saying. The kivan to tnai milsach risihi, since the tnai is considered an addition to their edus, not a contradiction to their edus, she'eno keres ela la'achar zman lo dam yila modov amona u'mehemni the edus b'fnei asmohi. That's why we believe them when they're not retracting their edus. They're just qualifying their edus with an extra thing, right? Hainami kisi in the omer tnaihu oker lechasimas yodei. This part of here, yeah. Kisi in the omer tnaihu oker lechasimas yodei lomer lo chasamti ela almanaskei. Now he's telling us, I only signed if they were mekayim the shtar. They were mekayim the tnai. The kivan the islan milsach risihi. So that's why, where there's an aid echad, it's only one aid, both aidim, so we believe them. And therefore, even if it's one aid, we believe him, and it comes out the star only has one aid. It's not ein aid echad b'makom shnayim. That's only if he's contradicting his aidis. Then he's one against two. But now, he's not one against two. He's one against one, because we believe, just like we believe the two to retract their edus legabe etanai, we believe the one too. So it comes out the shtar only has one aid on it. So therefore, what's it called? Not like that's why Rav Nachman said be mekayim the tnai, or won't give you the field.